On the 100th anniversary of Ella Fitzgerald's birth this April, WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder and Bob Craig look at the key element to her becoming the First Lady of Song.
A hit song at 21 would seem a blessing for any singer. But in the decade after 1938, when she recorded A Tisket a Tasket, Ella Fitzgerald was labeled
kind of a gimmicky singer.
WRTI's Bob Craig.
She was recording songs like The Muffin Man and Dipsy Doodle and I'm Just the Jitterbug. These were like nothing songs.
That made her seem frivolous compared to her peer Billie Holiday. People wondered,
well, what kind of career is this person going to have? But in the late 1940s, Ella Fitzgerald started experimenting with jazz singing. She was scatting, she was doing bebop. She gave a dynamic version of How High the Moon. And it really established herself as one terrific jazz singer.
Her jazz prowess deepened with her 1950 album of Gershwin songs with pianist Ellis Larkins.
Writing songs.
But it was her collaboration in the late 50s with producer Norman Granz that made her the queen of jazz. Her albums, the Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, and George and Ira Gershwin songbooks, comprised over 100 songs that showed every aspect of Ella's voice and versatility.
It was a masterpiece.
Ella dominated jazz singing until her death almost 40 years later. Like an actress who needs good roles to achieve her finest work, Ella mastered jazz to develop from gimmicky singer into one whose impact remains timeless.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.